What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. As always, this is brought to you by TruckDriverBooks.com. TruckDriverBooks.com for new truck drivers. You can go there, find out my 10 years of my trucking career. Tons of information to help new drivers. Let's get down to business. DUI trucker says his body bruises on alcohol. A trucker was convicted of DUI and claims he hadn't had any alcohol drinks and blames his blood alcohol content on an unusual case. He claims his body makes his own alcohol. After Ray C. Lewis, a driver for an Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, overturned his truck hauling 11,000 young salmon. Oh, wow. He swerved to avoid hitting a deer. Oh, God. Why would you avoid hitting a deer? That's a whole nother conversation. If you become a truck driver, you have to hit deers. All right. When you become a truck driver, it's not like being a Marine. Okay. It's like, imagine if a Marine was basically a coward and he hit animals with a semi truck. Okay. That is your job. You have to be willing to murder small animals. If you are not willing to murder small animals up to moose or deer, you cannot become a truck driver. All right. Murder is a part of this job. Not murdering people or anything unintentionally, but if a deer, a goat, a billy goat, a cowboy, anything jumps in front of you, you have to be willing to kill it. You have to. All right. This guy probably killed a bunch of fish, little tiny fishies that was going to be caught by good old hunters for the American way, right? So he could avoid hitting a deer because he's a jackass. I can't believe he did that. Overturned his truck. Cost the company $370,000. I'm sure you can get a deer for like $200, right? You probably can get a deer for $200, right? Maybe five, six, right? Definitely less than $300,000. Anyway, he had the accident. They went to test his blood alcohol level. It was high, so he was convicted of DUI. Now he's appealing it. Now he claims that he has a disease which makes his blood alcohol level go up, and it's called ABS, and the disease, let me see if I can find the definition. Otto Brewer syndrome is the name of it. ABS. People with Otto Brewer syndrome have increased levels of gastrointestinal yeast, which causes the body to convert carbohydrates into ethanol, which can intoxicate them. That means every day he was driving drunk. But you should have never got a CDL. And actually, they're right. They should convict you of drunk driving. Even if your body is creating this alcohol, if you're physically drunk, I'm not saying, now if he's not physically drunk, that's on DOT because they should have never let him get a license because there was no way to get an accurate test if he had an accident. On the other hand, if you're a truck driver, you got to understand that this job requires small animal murder. And if you are not willing to murder small animals, all right, if you can't kill Bambi and Thumper, right, you should not be a truck driver, all right? That's just it. If you can't kill Bambi and Thumper, all right, think about these things. Can you kill Bambi and Thumper? Answer these questions, right? If you can picture Bambi just sitting there, big doe eyes, seeing the truck coming barreling down, and you go, oh, no, right, and you can run him down anyway, you are a truck driver, right? Like a Marine who's a coward and uses a giant semi-truck, right? Because Marines are brave. They take motherfucker on with a knife, right? I'm using a semi-truck in peaceful times. You know, so I'm a cowardly Marine. That's the way I look at it. But seriously, you do have to be able to kill small animals. It's just honesty. Anyway, he had a blood alcohol level that was ridiculously high, and pretty much he's appealing his case, but if he's convicted, he'll do 2 years probation, $10,000 in fines and court fees, and he's got a, his company wants their money back, right? Which he looks like he was working for the state. So, you know, they want the money. So that's $300,000, which they ain't going to get, let's be honest. But, you know, they're going to try to sue him for it. Plus, he's got to do 100 and something hours of community service. Now, the thing is, who dropped the ball in this case? DOT should have never let this guy get a license. This guy should have never pursued any type of driver's license if he's always intoxicated, if this is affecting him mentally and physically. And three, you gotta be willing to kill small animals. Because all this really happened because he wasn't willing to kill Bambi. Okay? As I said once before, and I'm going to end on this. If you are not willing to kill small animals with a semi-truck, you should not be a truck driver. A truck driver is a small animal murderer. Let me tell you a little story. One time I got out my truck and I looked out on the little steps that lead into the center of my center in between the truck and the I'm tired, y'all. I can't think right now. But the center is this little steps right in the back, and it's right in the center behind the cab. I'm tired, guys. I'm sorry. But anyway, I can't think of it right now. But anyway, on there was a cat's paw. Well, I had hit a cat, ripped up the cat, and the only thing that was left of the cat was a perfectly preserved paw. Now, I thought of salting that paw because it was going to be a lucky paw, but then I realized that paw wasn't very lucky for the cat. So, but the point being, I couldn't swerve. Right? Because there were children in school buses, traffic all around me. You got to kill small animals sometimes. Turtles. Sometimes you hit a turtle and you just see him fly up in the air. Right? And you hope he comes down safely, but then there's another truck coming right behind you. He's fucked. It's not your fault. But hey, sometimes turtles gotta die. You know? So, yeah. That's where we're going in this one, guys. I just wanted to talk about that interesting story. What do you think? Do you think DOT should... I think, personally, DOT has a responsibility to not let people get licenses who can't be properly tested, obviously. If you're on any type of medication, if you have a disease like this guy, where it seems like you're always drunk, if it's not affecting him mentally, still, there's no way to test him properly. So I don't think they should have let him get a license. Do you think DOT dropped the ball? Do you think that he should have not pursued a license? And two, are you willing to kill small, beautiful animals with a semi-truck? TruckDriver101.com. Talk to you guys later.